Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You can watch On Call with the Prairie Doc Thursday nights at 7 Central, 6 Mountain on SDPB Television and on the Prairie Doc Facebook page. Dr. Rick Holm is the Prairie Doc, and he joins us for our weekly checkup. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori.
Yeah.
Our weekly checkup. Somehow it just, my image of coming in for a careful exam is always rather frustrating for some patients, but I really think it's an important thing that you develop a relationship with a primary care provider.
So okay, we'll call it our weekly check-in. There we go.
Yes.
We'll check in. You don't have to do the whole checkup. All right. We're talking about caregivers today. What's the difference between a caregiver and a care provider? Who are we talking about when we talk about caregivers?
You know, we're talking about the spouse who is caring for his or her partner who may be disabled with dementia or with physical disability. It's really caregiving is parenting, taking care of little babies or children. But caregiving is also, you know, adult children caring for their elderly parents.
Yeah.
And so it's that, you know, it's that giving that you provide for someone that you love within your home most of the time, you know, but sometimes not within the home. Sometimes the parent is in an assisted living or a long-term care facility or, but it's supporting that person who is in need. And that's what caregiving is all about. Care provider is, you know, a nurse practitioner, a PA, a physician. And so there's the difference. By definition, a caregiver is a layperson, a non-medical person type of a thing.
All right. How challenging is it to step into that role?
Well, it's very challenging.
You're just tuning in. You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. My guest is Dr. Rick Holm, the Prairie Doc, and you can see On Call with the Prairie Docs on with the Prairie Doc on Thursday nights. That's at 7 Central, 6 Mountain on SDPB Television, also on the Facebook page. A little bit later this hour, we're going to talk about the Stockyards Ag Experience. They have a new executive director. Abby Bischoff is going to be here to talk about how admission is now free at the Stockyard Ag Experience and some efforts they're taking to expand their programs there. We also have a feature coming up from Jacqueline Severin about how frustration leads to innovation and invention, and a farmer in South Dakota who reinvented the wheel. All that's coming up here on In the Moment. Right now we've got Rick Holm with us talking about caregivers. And Rick, tell us how challenging it can be to step into that role of caregiving.
You know, it has everything to do with the providing for the needs of your person who is disabled. Mm-hmm. And those needs are different in each situation. One time it might have to do with knowing how to make a bed while a person is laying in the bed, and to change diapers, and to keep cleanliness, and to provide food. Another might simply be just to help that person whose memory is slipping through those challenging times. I was talking yesterday with someone about the fact that early on, when a person is developing dementia, sometimes they develop paranoia and fear that people are plotting against them when they've been a normal person all their lives. And so sometimes it's living with that and helping them through this. It just depends upon the situation.
All right. So how do you learn to step into that role and take on some of those challenges, which you don't really, you know, when you form a relationship, you get married, you have children, you don't always think about what might be ahead of you.
Well, I think you need to learn on the run. You know, you need you're in the middle of it, and you access social services nursing services, home health. Sometimes if you just hire home health for a couple of weeks and then you learn from the nursing care that's provided, and then you can do it yourself. Sometimes you can take a CNA, a certified nurse's assistant course, and get better at it. Sometimes you hire a counselor. Social services can advise you in that. It depends on the needs of the person that you're caring for.
Right.
I think the other side of it is to realize that you need to practice listening. Now, that's a very important thing that sometimes we never learn very well in our lives. Sometimes we need to learn to be kind and honest and respect the person's choices as much as you can. Sometimes when you're burned out, you need to take a break. If that person in need needs more than just you, you need to access assisted living for a period of time and sometimes you need to seek help for yourself because it's something more than you can do.
Right. Do caregivers have a tendency to deal with depression or anxiety or their own challenges physically as well?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes. And so one needs to take really good care of yourself so that you're able to help care for that other person.
Yeah.
I think that is highly undone, unnoted. And there have been studies where they've looked at the care that's provided in home and the needs that are not being provided. They haven't, the person who is caring for this person in need has not illuminated the house at night, has not removed the loose rugs that could cause a fall. They haven't addressed the advance directive that they need to have, everyone needs to have before they lose their memory. The issues of the depression of the care provider needs to be highly addressed, and it has been shown not to be addressed as many times as it needs to be. So those are special needs. And social services is a wonderful resource that we can call on for help in those times.
Yeah. Dr. Rickholm, thanks for checking in. You always give us something to think about and then spend some time contemplating for our future and for a lot of people's presence are living through this right now.
80% of the people who are mildly demented are at home being cared for by their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right.
Thank you for calling me, and I'm sorry I dropped out there, the phone
that
type of thing.
It happens. We got you back. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.